You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
WikiLeaks has been hailed for making public documents governments around the world would prefer to keep hidden from their citizens. But how do these documents come into the hands of WikiLeaks? Specifically, who gave them the 250,000 classified U.S. diplomatic cables and videos, including the one showing a U.S. helicopter gunship in Baghdad murdering unarmed civilians? A young U.S. soldier has been arrested, imprisoned, and charged with aiding the enemy for releasing these documents. This charge carries with it the possibility of a death sentence. Bradley Manning is that young soldier. Code Pink anti-war and feminist activist Madea Benjamin joins me on the phone from Washington, D.C. to tell us more about Bradley Manning and the campaign for his defense. Welcome, Madea, to Vancouver Cooperative Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Can you give us a brief biographical sketch of Bradley Manning?
Well, he's a young man who seems to have had quite a troubled upbringing, difficulty with his father. His parents got separated. It does seem to be that he is gay, and that didn't please his dad. He went into the military, and he was only 23 years old when this incident seems to have happened. If indeed he is the one who copied these materials of both the video as well as the thousands and thousands of State Department documents and then released him, quite a young man, and he seems to have had an internet discussion with a number of people, including somebody who then turned on him and said that he was indeed the one who spread these documents. So I don't know Bradley Manning personally. I just got involved with this issue after he had been held on this issue, but more and more seems to be coming out about his background.
And what was the nature of his military service?
He was a private who was in charge of going through classified material and transmitting it. I think the State Department was using the Pentagon's database system, and so he was involved in this transfer of information.
Well, his arrest in May 2010 is a well-known event. What was the reason for arresting him?
The first charge was for having leaked the video that showed U.S. Apache helicopters, soldiers in there shooting down on an unprovoked group of Iraqis in Baghdad. And then more and more charges were put against him once more documents were leaked, and right now there are 22 charges against him.
What are some of those charges?
Well, they all involve the disclosure of secret documents into the public domain. So I think variations on that, including one that is treason, which is the most severe of the charges because it could possibly entail the death penalty.
Now, I'm wondering about the evidence that they might have against him, or they claim they might have against him. What kind of evidence do you think they might be holding?
Well, they probably do have correspondence over the internet between Manning and others. We know there is some already with Manning saying that, wow, he's got access to all of these documents and how much this would reveal about U.S. policy and the policies of other governments, and that it would be quite a an embarrassment for the U.S. government for some of this information to be in the public domain.
And now the first charge was in July last year. In March this year, the military added a new charge, aiding the enemy. In this case, who is the enemy? Is it WikiLeaks, Julian Assange?
Well, at first it wasn't clear who the enemy was, but later the government came out and said, no, the enemy was the Taliban and Al-Qaeda.
So presumably Bradley Manning was aiding them?
By leaking documents that could then be used to further animosity against the U.S. Presence and could lead to the death of more U.S. soldiers. That would seem to be what they're alleging.
Now, what are the conditions of his imprisonment? Where is he being kept, and in what type of situation?
So he's being kept in the U.S. base in Quantico, which is in Virginia, in a very small cell where he is by himself 23 out of 24 hours a day. Now, we call that solitary confinement. The military is saying, well, it's only solitary confinement because he's alone in his cell, not because we have intentionally put him in solitary confinement, which is a little bit of a Orwellian way of saying, yes, he's in solitary confinement. He's only allowed out 1 hour a day into a small space where he gets to walk around. When he's in his cell, he is interrupted every 5 minutes by soldiers who are asking him if he is okay, and he has to respond. And then more recently in the evening, because he had made a sarcastic comment about how he, if indeed he was suicidal, that he could hurt himself with his underwear or his flip-flops, at which point his underwear was taken away from him. He was nude for a few days. Now he's allowed to put on a smock at night. But this is just one more example of humiliation, and your listeners should understand that this is all before there has been any kind of trial, and in our justice system, you're supposed to be innocent before proven guilty.
And what about legal representation? Does he have a legal representative?
Yes, he has a legal representative. He has a lawyer who is quite good, and seems to be that he has good access to his lawyer. So in that case, yes. And there are a lot of people around the country who have been contributing to his legal expenses, and we hope that he will be well represented on the legal front.
Now, there is a campaign to defend Bradley Manning, to recognize him as a courageous whistleblower. Code Pink is part of that, I believe. Daniel Ellsberg, the Pentagon Papers whistleblower, is part of that. What actions have the defense campaigns undertaken?
We've tried to raise the profile of Bradley Manning for quite a while. We felt that people in the United States didn't even know about him. The bright light was on Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, and Bradley Manning, meanwhile, was languishing in this tiny cell with no attention about his case. So I think one of the things we have done is increase the profile of Bradley Manning, get more people to know about him. Initially, when the reports came out about him, they also portrayed him in a very negative light as somebody who was unhappy, being gay in the military, being a young man who was lashing out and was taking out his aggressions in this way, but for no particularly reason of moral conscience. We have tried to not only highlight the fact that he's being held in these miserable conditions, but also the fact that he, if he did this, it was out of moral conscience. It was out of his disgust with the things that he was seeing and hearing and learning about how our government was acting. And if your listeners have seen just that one clip, the video clip that got passed around a lot about 8 months back, to see innocent people being killed, those shooters from the U.S. military have not been brought to justice. Nothing has happened to them. And meanwhile, Bradley Manning, who exposed this and a video that has been seen by many people around the world, is the one who is being accused of a crime.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Medea.
Thank you so much for having me on, and people can go to codepink.org to learn more.